Didn't carry the burden of Muslim, shall he have a problem? I would have liked to do alteration enough this week. Doesn't look like we're going to be able to get through it. So maybe we'll handle, when we handle the Dimas, Akwis, and Quran Medina, we'll handle it already here. For the most part, we won't have to handle it there. Okay. Kufay Beit Zephalit, when he gave the Iker Chiyu to Mavaracha, Bir Zabadan al Akwis, Machabit brings down the three sheets. One sheet to hold, you're always Makwis. Even Biyachid, one sheet of hope, Dafka when there's a demon, or one sheet of hope, you're never Mukhi. Even when there's a demon, never make it a dinner in Mukhi. Says the Ramah, Mr. Ben Abok, Chris Lavar Halakha. Lavar Lamay Sadmi Paskin. Mr. Brew brings down that the Oyelam is nice, like the Day of Shlishin. The most may go, then you never need to be Lavar Halakha. However, says Mr. Brew, Many go on the half of the second day of Shlishin, Shloy Lassar Harakhoi, Im Loik Shish Loyayin, Misham Ashkin, Dukhmar Medina, Bebeisai, Don't the Vahim and Mokka the Koyam the Vahim. Who can know? Medaf is true with Zimish Lashon. Of the New York and the Kilim Kamachin with Gamma. The Elim is made though like a third sheet of. That's tough when you're on a Yanga basis. If you're on a basis, that's where you should Metam and Mokka. You should be Mavar Halakai. If you look at the Chaya Odom, he says even Starker Lashon, he says, Ima Matsubin Hin Gimbo, Chaya Odom Havar Purit Zimaz Halakai. Itak goes and the other three. And I guess Kinnir you have Yain also. Mechuyim to Mivarak Alakim. The Shaila is why attack our people not Masvid? Why are people not Masvid to Mivarak? Many, many people are not Masvid. I won't say everybody, but I would probably say more than right. Are not Masvid to Mivarak Alakim. And even those that are Masvid to Mivarak, even when they have a demon, and even those that are Masvid, perhaps it's only Masvid on Shabbos, but during the week, it's not a Sudas Mitzvah. We don't find the people are Masvid. What's that kind of chance? The Orba Shokhan Nitaka says, he says, Bimdi Nisainu Lai Nogu Bukhais Kual, Ke Yayinu Kol Shara Mashki Biyakir Tlainu, Mechol Shti Yosainu Hu Mayin Ki Yodua. By us, we're not Mashkin because also, we don't have Mashkin, except for water. We drink water all day. This Kfir Nir is a Pasu Lik a Gidea Tzayver Shein Tzaraf Koi, Nikol Mokum Yish Medak Tzikim Bishabat Tzayim 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 Says if you once you get in Kinnir, once you're getting Yain for Kiddush and Abdullah for Shabbos, so you have the Yain anyhow, since you were also. When he adds, he says, "Bim Adin Shay Yain Mashri Yivazu Vada Rav Chayyur Shemayin Zohar Hakayim." In fact, if you have wine and it's cheap, like we have nowadays, then Zichur Roy the Kol Yair Shemayin Zohar Hakayim. If you have a demon, Shail is white after people not Mashri. So Rabbeinu brings down from side of Chazanish and the disciple, they weren't Mashri to Zohar Hakayim. Even when there's a zimun, and even on Shabbos, they were never masked. What's lack of Shabbos? So Moshe has a tshuva in Yeridaya, Chelegimu, Simenun Beis. He says that Zichur is no. He says through that the person mechuyim tshuva halakhei. And he times himself, there's no chiyuv. He says b'fach there was many hundreds of years that the Rebbe was not ready to tshuva halakhei. Says even though the reason is that they weren't mevarach like the Lashon Ramah and Yain is biyekri, they didn't have one. They didn't have wine like they had in Europe. They didn't have wine like they had in the times of the Gemara. All they used to drink was wine. So Meila, he says, since there was kiluet, it's nitzak la'alacha, like the day which is medical, even though the only reason they didn't do it is because they didn't have wine, well, my sister would be the same as wine. He says, not only that, he says, come time, he says, also the river around Batman they don't need. And he says, even though the Baalei Tenses go, they do need, he says, the smad was one of the Baalei Tenses, he says, also Batman they don't need. So much we even have from the Baalei Tenses that were not similar. He says also Bachal. He says even though he did see some people being masked on, some being chomi didn't see being masked on. He says can't that reason is because if you have a kriy, you can work on the kriy. You can't make it a din. You have to have a mother. A mother woman is not enough, like we saw in Rishayim Gimel in Kufsadin. The Chachili should have a shir reviyah because mother woman is a suffix whether or not there's a shir bracha for him or not. So mainly you should have a reviyah to be the stalus ben a suffix. But mainly it says a talmud chasam who is shas reviyah tiyayim is also my lahir. Also, he says it doesn't help for Ina Sugyu. The Mela can't have that for people aren't right. All the common different times together, the Mela, that's why we find that even Gedolim, even coming to Chaman, we're not nice. What? That's one reason. Once you're going to say that we're passing out Yain, so then the Mela, we're not going to say that, oh, Yain not so good for Yain. There are ways to get out of it. The reason why the Ulam is not nice is Baruch HaLayayin. Once you matter that, then you don't have to do. I heard another time, which I very much enjoy from Naftali here. He said that the Machaber Paskin, that if you have a point of mandaba that holds that you need a crazy biyotin, so even when you have a zimun, even if you have two people, if you don't have a zimun, so each one of the two people has to have their own crazy. But you don't have one person not being weighted out of the person. It's something by a zimun, one person is being weighted out of the people. But when you have two people, each one benching by themselves, mainly each one is their own crazy. This is not Naftali. The best of it's Mufurish, as we found in the Prima Gazan, says this also. Because nowadays, that we, by Zimun, we're not being, it's not like they used to be, that one person is mighty, everybody else is in Birch HaMazon. That's how it used to be by Zimun. Nowadays, even when the person is Mazamun, he's not being mighty the rest of the world with Birch HaMazon. Everybody's benching for themselves. And even if he's benching for himself, it doesn't help that the person that's benching the Mazamun has the face with honor. It's not going to help for everybody else. He's benching, Mela, everybody needs it. According to the Shita that holds it, each person needs their own face. Even when you have a Zimun, each person is going to need their own face. The Mila, Hashem really is, why would Makud even when there's a demon? Because even when there's a demon, we're needed to be a demon. And Mishra Bruce says, Kamatani, Kamapam, he says, Lehi Yotam, he came to Kamapani Magamri, and he says, Minigayim, later on, he says also the same thing. Tayyayim Minigayim, Shem of Arkan, I'll take Kwal, the Yachid. That's the process that we go, Zikh, we're not Makud for the most Makud Shito, that even not be Yachid, you're a Kuy. Shai was only against the Zeman. But against the Zeman, we don't have the mile of Zeman anymore. We're Yechidim. We're mainly Yechidim. We're Makhdi. We're Mako. The Yechidim had it on the other side. Very nice time. That's when you get to Eker Chiv. In Siv Bay, the Mishabruna Hans, the Machaber Hanlo, let's say you don't have Yayin. All you have is Kamar Medina. Zakhter, if you have Kamar Medina, Mavarkan Alayim, Chut Min Amayim. Ramal says, Mashanoi Medina, a single Levarach of a Sheikh in Mimchoi. Sheikh maybe has a dinner Chamar Medina, maybe he doesn't. Now, when you get to Eker dinner Chamar Medina, it seems to make something Chamar Medina, it seems like there's a Machlag Yishin. We saw the Rashbam. The Rashbam says that the only time that something is considered Chamar Medina is that if there's any Yayin Mati Klal, Boyz Medina. If you have no wine Machlal, Mamela, other drinks can be Chamar Medina. Once you have wine, even if it's who knows where, it's hard to get it in the store, it's expensive, you don't have Chamar Medina. Best of you have to be in Babel, Mechadash, Mazel, Mevarach, Aliyah. Bagoyis Maimini in Perek of Tet, he also says the same thing, he brings down from the Rav Yoh. He says, as long as you have wine, Ba'isa Hegmoinu, in that township, in that year, that city, you have wine, even if it's B'yaker, there's no danger Chamar Medina. Perel, there's Chamar Medina. Doesn't make a difference if it's expensive, it's hard to get. If it's possible to get wine, then you don't have any dinner Chamar Medina. On the other hand, the Rambam says before not the way. He says there in Parakov Tet, Halacha Yudzayin, Medina Sherei Vieno Sheikher, Apo Bishu Pasal Kiddush, Motel Abdullah Bhagavu Chamar Medina. Medina Sherei Vieno Sheikher means, Rei Vieno Sheikher means that there is other Yayin office. And it seems like even if there is Yayin, but it's Biyagir, and Machmas that, people drink something else, Sheikher is the example of the Rambam says, Mutter lahavdolo, he passes that it's mutter to be mavdol in it, but to Mekadosh is after, why? Because it's Chamar Medina. So Kumtay, that according to the Rambam, it would be shaykh, nowadays, the whole shaykh of whether or not there's the follow din of Chamar Medina, because they always have wine, it's always possible to get wine. Maybe according to the Rambam, it's not a problem. As long as the Rav Shtia, Eitzim Medina, is a different drink, it's still shaykh to have Chamar Medina. How do we pass it? So the Shulchan Aruch Harav brings down in Reish Ayin Beis, he brings down both of the Shittas, and he says Minik his Torah Rishenu, like the Rambam, his Torah Rishenu, which is like we said the Rambam, that you can be Mako even if you have wine, but if Reish Tia Toys Anshi Medina is a different Mashke, he still can recommend it for Medina. Alderazim the Sharatim says over here, he says when you get a bit of a Muslim, even though we're handling the din of Kiddush and Abdullah and the Muslim Chamar Medina, Zikr is definitely cooler than against the Berkha Muslim as opposed to Kiddush and Abdullah. Abdullah has more coolest than Kiddush. Kiddush, we have a Apostle that says Zakhrayu, Zakhrayu Hashem Zakachar, Zakhrayu Yayin, because we have a Shmachal Shem Apostle that says Yayin together with Lashon and Zakhrayu. So the most Chomer when against the Chamar Medina and the least Mekel that will be with against the Chamar Medina is when against the Kiddush. Kiddush Balayah, which is the right. After that comes Abdullah, Kiddush B'yayin and Abdullah. And after that comes B'yayin of the Muslim, which B'chlal, so the topic whether or not you need to create B'chlal, if you saw him sit out. Says the Mishnah, says the Sharatim in Sifka and Dalit, right, Dalit. Then he brings the Mazen, the Vadi, the Hokol, Kivin, Shadara, Parei, Vinir, the Kvarish, the Yafan, LA. And Mukham, you have your place. He says, you can zikr be making like that sheet out, like the Rambam, the Derek, Roy, Anshi, Yir, the Kayan, we can zikr from Aradino, zikr when you get the Birch of the Mazen, you can be making. However, even if you're going to go be making with this and say that you can be saving upon the drinking what Roy would have drink, the pastor has to be a double which is kosher. Even in the Rashbam, that said, if you have nothing else to drink in the town, and that's what you need to make Khamar Medina. If you have nothing else to drink but water, water still doesn't become Khamar Medina, it's not kosher. So zikr we see, even if, for sure according to other sheikhs that hold that just because Mahmoud the people are kaver, that becomes the chashivas, that becomes Khamar Medina, zikr the Kurd is going to have a chashivas. What's that chashivas? The way that Ramesh is Magdarin, can it be Archaim, can it be Simon Ayin Hay? He's Magdarin, he says, the Chashivas is if you'd be Mechabit somebody to drink it, even if they're not thirsty. For example, like Schnapps, whiskey, something like that. Take a shot of Schnapps, even though you're not thirsty. Now Mechabit somebody, make a Lachaim, it's not, oh, I'm so thirsty, I need a cup of Schnapps. It's just not going to do anything to you. You're not going to be able to get it down either. But that's not the drink that you drink because you're thirsty. What is the drink that you drink because you're thirsty? Schnapps, something like that. Wine is not a drink, you're not thirsty, oh, I'm so thirsty, give me a cup of wine. It's a drink that you drink, even if you're not thirsty, it's a drink that you're mechabed other people on. Now, memeilu yesh lodin bizmanenu, if we have such a thing as Qur'an medinu b'chal. Many poskim, the Lashon Aruch HaShulchan says, he says, b'emes kishen edatik, ein etzmenu chamar medinu klal, hudu et yayin tarf, teroi bal abasim medinu, ein shesim b'chol layayin, v'lay sheikha, v'chol tzudo, mashayat ha'kishen chamar medinu. Aruch HaShulchan says, the pasuk says that we don't have Qur'an medinu. Because wine we don't drink, it's not wine we don't have, and the only thing that we drink is there's maybe schnapps. Zulas, Yain Tarak. It says also over there, you see that their Yain Tarak wasn't so stark. You're able to drink mother liquor without a problem. But you have 40%, 50%, 60%, you're getting it, not so easy to get it down. Zikr is not considered Khamar Medina, that's people drinking on a daily basis. So this is the time that you don't have. Chaim Kanievsky wrote it to Rebbe Yashar, and it's famous too with Chelek Aleph Siman and Zion. He writes, which is a story that people should know, he says, I heard many things the same, murdering Chomi. There's a lot of things that I've heard, when they say over in different people's names, we find that afterwards that they're not really true. I'm coming to write to you to find out whether or not it's actually true. And one of the things we're talking about over there is talking about being Mavdol on Motei Shabbos, Shchaliyot V'Tishabal for Chelek. If he's allowed to be Mavdol, so he's declaring if he should be Mavdol Aliyah, 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 he says, he brings down from the Chazanish, and the Chazanish, and if you're also brings down the same thing from the Chazanish, that the Chatchilu, when the Chazanish came there to show, he said that beer alavana, not like the malt, the regular beer that we have, that's Khamar Medina. So he switched after a number of years, he saw that the attack of the Messias is that people don't drink it like the Khamar Medina. The Mele says that the Chazanish is Khamar Medina, and the way that Chaim quotes the Chazanish there, is that the Chazanish says that there's no Khamar Medina nowadays. I mean, we'll get to each one with Niyasa. Now, to dine up on each one, so Bechlal, if you go with the first Shita that says that if there's no wine in the whole city, and there are those that, if the Shofan goes with that, and he wants to tell you that an American child is a Haram, he's talking about such things as Khamar Medina. There's no place that you can't get wine. Wine is so wealthy nowadays, there's no place you can't get wine. Now, there's Shari Hikasimsis like Ninalu, there's always cases that you can't get wine. My son, remember my in-laws went to India once, a few years back. And they stayed by the Holzberg, a couple that was killed there. Before they left, they called up, is there anything that we can bring? They were in Eretz Yisrael at the time. Is there anything that we can bring to you from Eretz Yisrael that you need? What did they say? Wine? We don't have wine? Please bring wine. There's definitely not something that you don't have wine before. But each meeting with me, I was in the hospital a few months ago for Shabbos. And I was stopped there by a nurse, and she asked me, is it better, Shabbos morning? She says, is it better to be Mavdil? To be Mekadosh in the morning. Be Mekadosh on milk or on challah. That was the Shabbat. Now, that's also, she didn't have right there wine. It's not like in India, she could have gone down to the third floor where they have a cafeteria and she'd be getting grape juice without a problem. But so each one, each need and you have to down with the afternoon, is it really considered that you don't have wine or it's just that you're too lazy to get wine or maybe she's going to leave and she can't drink, whatever it is. But each, we have here a thing for Zachar where Yitzhak don't have any wine, the shell is, what can we consider Khamar Medina? So we'll go through the different options one by one to see whether or not it's considered Khamar Medina. What's the answer? What I answer?
We'll get to that in a minute.
I answered her. We'll get that in a minute. Minigay to Sheikha, which is the first thing which is brought down here, the Rambam. Ready is the Rosh of the Rambam. Medina Shayna Sheikha. The Rambam brings it down over here. Sheikha maybe consider Khamar Medino. There are those that even nowadays in Tirich Marmadino, the Sim, Bintina Bashul, the sub brought down from Chaim Pinchas, Bin Sim, that he also considers beer nowadays to be considered Chamar Medino. However, like we said before, from the Chazanish switches, changes mind, and also Shabbos from Kof, Chitolay, and nowadays Zichur, Sheikha does not have, it's not considered a drink that Roy Va'ilam is Kaveh on it, even if maybe there are a number of people that drink beer, but it's not the rave or ilam being kaveh on it, for sure. Like the way Shem the Levi also said it too about it. He says in the olden days, all they used to drink was wine. They didn't have anything else. This is Shtanu Atzvoyim, so really, even though people don't drink wine nowadays, and people drink other drinks, you could reckon those things as Chamar Medino, because that's Shtanu Atzvoyim, this is what people drink instead. But Sheikher, from most of the pipe came, seems that Sheikhar is already not considered Chamar Medino. Now, when it gets to... So Rav Moshe has a tshuva over there. He was asked when it gets to soda. What's the story when it gets to soda? There's Hilchos Shabbos for Shabbos from Karp. He's Mefarish Al Ramor. He says when you get to Coca-Cola. I would say, I don't know for sure, I didn't see the statistics, but probably Coca-Cola is the most widespread drink in the entire world, I would guess. Zichur, even if people drink whiskey, but to have one specific type and one specific drink that people drink worldwide, Pasha is Coca-Cola. So then, Ramesh was asked when he gets it so now. And he says, even though people drink it, and it's the most kosher of Susan, and it's served by customers and by banquets and other things, still he says it has a din of water. It's not a drink, he says, that you drink because you're machab somebody said, and even if you're not thirsty, can I offer you a glass of Coca-Cola? He says, if a person is hot, or if a person is thirsty, it does the same thing as water. Water, if you're thirsty or you're very hot, so even if you're not so thirsty, but it just cools you down, it's not because you're machab with someone who says, oh, can I, on a cold day, you want to say, oh, can I offer you a cold drink, Coca-Cola? Please, offer them a hot tea, offer something, it says, Mamela, Pasha to Ramesha, that Coca-Cola does not have a dinner chamar medino. We need a chashivas, as I said before, you have to have certain some chashivas. Ramesha says that the chashivas is, it could be marked as something in chashiv, would you be machab with someone who says, it could be fine by Sheikhar and by Ansar, these other things, you don't drink it because you're thirsty, you drink it because you want to be machab with someone. Ramesha says, soda is treated the way that it's not considered Chamar Medina. Then he brings down from the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says that sweet tea, there are those that are mavdal on it, and he says when it gets a chalav also, milk also. So he starts down, he says when it gets a tea, the tea does fit the criteria, that it is something that you can have after you finish a whole meal, but you come on the plane, after you finish, they give you your gourmet meal, and afterwards, they come around, tea, right? You're not thirsty anymore. They really offer you the drink at the beginning. And they give you your orange juice or your third or whatever it was that most people, that's the real Chamar Medino, most people drink. And afterwards, even though you're not thirsty, sort of to let the food go down, to help the food, to digest the food, they offer coffee or tea. That is such a drink that people are mechabed with tea, certain ratio, herd fits in the criteria, even though Pasha is only water. What is it? So water with a little bit of flavor. It's not like yayin, which is the SM, everything comes out of the grape for her. Something which is, if the Pasha is only water, can find it as a din of Chamar Medino. There's milk on the other hand. This could be that milk also, mechabed somebody with milk. We don't see so much nowadays, that people mechabed somebody with milk. Says the Mishnah Berurah b'Etzem, he quotes the Mishnah Berurah later on, Rish Tadim Av says that milk is not considered a mashka b'chalal, people don't drink it as regular mashka. And even though nowadays people do drink it as regular mashka, we saw in the Mishnah Berurah from Nevenzal, he means down from Shabbazal, and he says that which people drink it nowadays is not b'Etzem al mashka shabbat, it's healthy, it's healthy, there's other things in it. But b'Etzem, it's not like a person sits down and he has a cake, and goes with the cake. It's not b'Etzem that a person sits down to drink of no, like you sit down to drink a Coca-Cola or a coffee. What? Chocolate milk. Chocolate milk, I don't know if that's as widespread. But mainly it says, V'duchik, he says, make it a dino. When it comes to being Makadish on Chamar Medina, he says, side by night and side by day, you should be Makadish al Apas, like we'll see later on. And not be the same about Chamar Medina of tea or milk. He says, V'shas al-tach, v'shas d'urchik gadol. The imam, if nothing else, he says, you could be same on tea or milk. He says, which one is better in the yodi la'achriya? The meila, you, we'll get the coffee in the tea. So according to this Ramesha, I found out, what I told the lady then was that it's better to be Makadish al-Apas. And afterwards, when I learned the sugyas, it wasn't not so pushing. Because it could be that you should have to make a bracha, like we saw in the Rosh. The Rosh says that you should make a bracha to make a heker before you bring come to the Hamaiti. You should make a great yagafim before him. Or you make a on Sheikha, Shachan Yom Advar, to make some sort of heker that you're doing something different because of Shabbat. However, and it's mashma, it could be, the Lashon B'Tisim understands from the Torah, even if that thing is not Chamar Medina. Halacha and the Chabat HaKadah doesn't go that way. Mishabu says it has to be Chamar Medina, it has to pass like that. It's before it's in this information that he says that you should, even by Shabbat day, it's better to make Kiddush on the pot than to make on milk. Now, Ramesha does not talk about coffee. What's the story with coffee? L'chura, it should fall under the same guidelines, at least of tea, something that you're Mechabat somebody with. Mela, it should be able to be. Mechura doesn't make a difference whether or not it has milk in it, it doesn't have milk in it. Nisigraz, he's Pshitalei that on the side that he says since milk can't be considered Chamar Medina, like we said, like Mishabur says before, Mela, if you put the milk in the coffee, it's also going to ruin it, it's not going to be considered Chamar Medina. By him, it's Pshitalei that has to be black coffee. Remeila, the Hilcha Shabbos B'Shabbos from Kaf, he goes Barich Mamash to be, he says that if there's any Chamar Medina nowadays, like he said, it could be that there is no Chamar Medina, if there is any Chamar Medina nowadays, he says it's going to be coffee. Because most people drinking, it says, it brings rise and rise from the Matthias and how it has caffeine and how people, it's like similar to Mashakar, it has the mind of Mashakar of the caffeine and it has the Iker, the Kirshi that people complain about by a kindness. Very often it's not the food, but the fact that you can't have the coffee, and it's zikr mazin, and people have it as pas shakras, and it has, the coffee has so many mirelets, and so many people drink it, and they're machabed, and it's zikr something that they're machabed with. Mela, he said he was matiris in front of Rabbi Yashiv at one point, and Rabbi Yashiv says, if the Messiah is to tackle like he's saying, so then Chanan becomes then that it's considered Chamar Medina. Didn't feel like he was machabed, as, he says, on that time, in Chanan, now, even if you want to say that coffee is considered Chamar Medina, you have to bear in mind that the same thing coffee and the same thing tea, that you have to drink a shir of a mali lugmuk, or a viv, if you never have a viv, which is a number of seconds. So if it's very hot, you're not going to be able to do that. And Rav Shlomo Zalman says that if it's cold, then it can very well not be considered Chamar Medina. Because who likes to drink cold food? Iced coffee is made. Zikr iced coffee is made. First of all, if it's mamish ice, you also can't get that in the fish. So it's not only JFC iced coffee, huh? Can't find JFC iced coffee from Miami. Zikr in the mirror. But to make that into Chamar Medina, so it says if it's hot, you're not going to be able to, if it's hot, you're not going to be able to get it in the shear. If it's too cold, you're not going to, you're not machabah somebody. You're not going to offer you a lukewarm cup of coffee? No, thank you. Okay, good. So, most people are not going to want it. So, I was speaking to somebody this morning, Tabo Hoffman, he said that the mistake is that people, you let it cool down a little bit, and then you gulp it down. You know, especially if you have to run for the bus, so you do. So, you have to sit there putting your finger in every 3 seconds to see if it cools down to that. It's not too hot, it's not too cold. It's fine if you're able to do it. So, with iced coffee, that's to be considered, also, if it's mamish ice, then zikr, you can't get it down in the shir. And if not, I would say, it's fine, two of them, if that's considered, I wouldn't say that's considered. I don't know if you would say, shame coffee, chadu, then. It's, maybe it doesn't make a difference, whatever form that it is, then you can consider that as a Chamar Medina. The same thing. No, so also, you can't get that down. Yeah. It's coffee with, If it's too hot, you can't get it down in the right shape. Make it warm. So you have to get it at the exact point that people still be mechabed something with it. Very often, if you're, well, because go to the mirror downstairs in the dining room on a day where it's not boiling hot, the coffee. You see how many cups of coffee are left on the table. It wasn't boiling hot.
So what? Why?
People don't know.
Why is that? 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 Why is that?
wine bad in the system of Hashem. It's a cloud that's going to get with wine. No matter what becomes Chamar Medino, wine is always going to have a Hashem. Because wine is bad in Hashem. Other things are only Hashem because that's what I'm going to drink. Cool and cool. Mela, if it's not, whatever it is, it's not here, it's not going to have a Hashem. The last possible thing is that you get to freshly squeezed orange fruit juice, orange juice, grapefruit juice, cannot be considered Chamar Medino. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky there in that shuvah to Rabbi Asher, he says that, he quotes the Chazon Ish was the stuff that you can't die, fresh squeezed juice is considered Chamar Medino, but lo yisamach alav l'maisa, he says, Chazon Ish was not saying l'chanin l'maisa. There are people that say, I saw brought down from Shemazal, from Chaim Pinchas, that it is considered Chamar Medino. And I saw brought down from Yashiv, but Karpin's down from Yashiv, that it's considered Chamar Medino also. He says, even though the masses don't drink it, especially here in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have, most of the people are not drinking fresh squeezed juice here. Even though the masses don't drink it, but since, says Rabbi Yashiv, that's only because it's not, it's very expensive. But Essen, they would drink it on a daily basis. Azaz Kvar, we find in the Sharatim. Sharatim says Azaz Kvar. It says, in Tzavkot Zayin, in Oiz Zayin, Ulay da Abog and Avram Mari, the Mashi ain't shaykh, and they say Rak Leprok, and they say ain't choshev lehem lamashke. Then it's not considered Chamar Medino. Avel im min yotu, Rak Lepnei Ayoyker, gam hum moide de choshev Chamar Medino. If the only reason they're not drinking something is because it's expensive, then so be considered Chamar Medino. Same as Maksat on the Tzomit. The Shulchan Aruch Harav says this Mefurs, in Kuf Pei Bei, Itak it says Azaz Far. Tzorech in Tuva, in the Sugya Lachar, we don't see any Mekor for Azaz Far. Because it's not considered yain, it doesn't have any chashivus. It's not Chamar Medino, so you don't have the Rambam. Because it's not what ready people drink. It's not the only thing that there is to drink, and it's not what ready people drink. So where is the tzad to say that it's considered Chamar Medino? The lumpus of... What? Also, you have to know. Here, maybe in Eretz Yisrael, you would be mechal of something with some truth. In America, I don't think somebody comes to offer them a cup of Tropicana. I don't know. Just, what? Maybe Tropicana. So if it's not considered fresh squeezed juice, then it's not considered Chamar Medina. Then you don't have Chamar Medina. Maybe you don't have to sell, I don't know. If Tropicana is, you don't reckon Tropicana as fresh squeezed, then who drinks fresh squeezed juice? Oh, anybody?
Yeah.
Then him? You go down to the store and they sell it here in the stores. How many, if you go to a massive supermarket, one of the chef's shows, you look at all that, you're not going to find too many fresh squeezed juice that's 100%. If you'll find any.
I don't think
it's
so. It's an
actual fresh squeeze. So, the question is, if anybody drinks that bakhlal, is that considered Chamar Medino? So, I want to say, it says the Yashiv, a lumpus, and that's better than the Sharatim, you're going to find the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that the only reason you're not drinking it is because it's too expensive, but bad, and you won't drink it, so maybe it has a chashivus, and it's considered Chamar Medino. The Sharatim is, what makes it considered Chamar Medino? It's not what people drink. And it's not considered, and it's not, first of all, we have wine. And even going to the Rambam, even when you have wine, you can have Chamar Medina, that's after everybody drinks it. The way the Shulchan Aruch Harav says, he says that it's more chashav than sheker. He says it's like wine. Wine, even if nobody drinks it, still considered you're allowed to be chashav on it. Why? Because be'etim is chashav. Mainly, he says something which is be'etim chashav, even if nobody drinks it, it still is a mile. It's a mile even more than sheker. Sheker could be that it's not chashav. It's only chashav because everybody drinks it. Here you have something which is be'etim chashav. Something which is be'etim chashav as a mile of Chamar Medina. So there's no difference. Although, as I said, the Chazon Ish was not saying Chazon. And when it gets the rest of the other types of orange juice, jump and spring and all these other mashkot, kalim, all the places in China, come out across the board, that there's no, there's different considered water, especially if it's like 97% sugar, and contains at least 4% fresh, you know, it's not really considered, I wouldn't be, can't consider that fresh and squeezed truth. But maybe that's different. If Mishap is chak, you would not be able to consider Chamar Medina that has a den of water, so it's different, you would not be considered Chamar Medina. So Allah Kulamai, so what comes down? It's very rare to say that there is such a thing as Chamar Medina. Mishap is chak, we have a relation that says you can be samech on tea, not by, only by Abdullah, not by Kiddush. To be samech on either tea or milk. And we have, from Nisa Karela says, we have Karp, one to the Taino, maybe with some of the Yashiv coffee. And the Nisbira says, B'shaf Tzchak, you can be simple on black coffee or beer. Beer out of Hana. That's what?
Mm-hmm.
That milk. Milk, well, coffee, that milk. And the milk is ruins it, because the milk is not considered a mask like the Mishnah Berurah. If you're going to put milk in it, it ruins it. Maybe lachor, you're best off. With the remains of lachor as tea, the same thing as coffee, so you have the remains, you have the Mishnah Berurah, you have the best thing lachor, b'shabbos chag, he doesn't say milk, he only says tea. Lachor, coffee has the same tzvara as... He says no. He says you have to go to the Mishnah. He says it has a mila that your machabes from the city, because not everybody drinks it, but that's him.
Why
is the
milk
considered
a chiluk
to the
coffee?
Why is the milk considered a chiluk to the coffee? Here's my answer. The Chayav Harai got into arguments recently. What happens if you make a bracha on coffee? And the halacha is pashtus. You say by ikar and tuffel that the bracha on the ikar pashtus the tuffel. The mela, the tuffel wasn't there to shas the ikar, and the tuffel only came afterwards. And you didn't have doubts for it. You have to make a bracha on the tuffel. So if you have macaroni, you didn't know that there was anything to put on the macaroni. And afterwards, somebody brings you ketchup to put on the macaroni. You have to make a bracha on the ketchup, because it wasn't pasted by the bracha. Pasted. So what happens if you have black coffee, and there's no milk? You don't have any milk. Then somebody comes in from outside and says, oh, there's a bottle of milk. You already made a shakal on the coffee. Do you have to make a shakal on the milk now? Or do you say that it becomes a chiluk of the coffee, and you don't have to make a bracha on it? So, we have a cheetah over here. It doesn't come a chiluk in the coffee. It comes a chiluk in the coffee, so it's a different material. It's not coffee with milk. Coffee. Mashma that it's what? It only becomes coffee after. Put the milk, it only becomes coffee after. What's that? Why don't you say what on fresh green juice? The pasta from the sugya is that there is a lachar no lachar for such a thing, because it's not, most people don't drink it. The shayla is, you want to be similar on the fact that ba'etan people would drink it, and even if they, but it's just so expensive, no, they don't drink it. And even if that, you have to know if people will be mechabed other people today. That's a chashiva, or you want to take the best expensive, that gives the chashiva.
Yeah, that's what I do.
What? And in America also, I don't know if it's more people drink it, it's not expensive. People drink
it. But once you give together that you guys won't be thirsty, is that in place of everybody together, or is that in addition to everybody else?
I would say that it's an addition. Masha, that it's an addition. Not an addition, then you don't have the car. We see, even according to the Rashbam, it says, if you know other one, water is still not considered, but it's not kosher. Ah, you don't have anything else to drink. That means everybody drinks water. Nevertheless, it's still in the chashiv. In addition to the water, you're in the chashiv.
Together, it's not you who thirst chashiv. So maybe it doesn't matter
if
a lot of people
drink
chashiv.
And what's the
makor
for such a thing?
Just like
another chashiv,
and it's not
God. And the Rambam, why the Rambam has to say that it's raised? Medina should raise the inner shaker. You don't need a makor. Or you still need a snack, that there should be people that are that you mechabit. There you have to say that it has a mind that people were drinking. Choshev, to that dark.
They would drink.
That's a good shout. Why are people saying Shabbat day from Mechabit from Shnaf? It's a good question. Shevet Levi has a shuvah about it. And Shabbos day, it's more tal than Friday night. Shabbos day, there's really a machaber later on, Reish Tadivah. It says that the Ramah, actually, Reish Tadivah by Abdullah, he says, on Mati Pesach, the Minik HaOlam, is to be mavdil on sheichem, because it's chodesh. Since you didn't, even if you have wine in the house, but since you haven't been able to have sheichem for the last week, so mamela, chodesh mamela used to be mavdil on sheichem. No. Bir lach over there is madai, because this is vice versa, that if you have wine and something else in the house which is more chodesh, you can be mavdil on the thing which is more chodesh than the only one. Well, that's why many people aren't mavdil on sheichem. The only little catch here is that if you go to the Mishnah Berurah, he says there in the Purush that it has to be that that other thing which is chomer is chamar medina. So something which is not considered chamar medina is lying. Now, there were certain times that it was considered chamar medina, and people have been makadish on that. They grew up when they were little kids. When they were 20 years old, that was chamar medina. That's all they had. Now they happen to be 7 years old, and nothing changed since then. In their eyes, at least. And that's what they always did. They're not going to all of a sudden, 23 years later, after being makadish in the eye, they're going to switch. But you have a Bimekel, Shabbat day, where it's only Mekel Medina, you don't have to make Kiddush, it's only out the Heker, and therefore it's something which is Chokhmah. And maybe you did Chomar Medina, put them things together. Sheva Levi is also not the Pashuk. At one time he said that it's Pashuk that you can't be Seva Chanan if you have wine in the house. And he said, no, it could be that it's people that can't be Seva wine. The difference between says maybe if you can't be Seva wine, so then it has a Dinah Kiddush, you don't have wine in the house, because what else would say you have wine if you're drinking? Bimekel. Ish line, but Mikra Medina L'Cher before the Mishnah Berurah comes out. I'm not going to say how the Dan Rebbe. According to Mishnah Berurah, L'Cher would have to be Chamar Medina to be able to.
You'd have to drink a Mali Lugma.
And you have to drink a Mali Lugma even if you make an Yain Tzar. Mishnah Berurah says we'll have you later on. You have to drink a Mali Lugma. That means you have to put down a good few ounces of whiskey, whatever it is. You bring Mekadosh on liquor or whatever it is that you bring Mekadosh on. Teresh Kidei Shiyas Reviyah. Shas of Kach, you can start on the Shiyas of other people. To make a Mali Lugma.
You're not the Yain
Tzar,
right?
Who? Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah? Not the Yain Tzar by Abdullah.
If you have not by
Yom? It's a Shabbat in the Paisi. Pashas here only if it's Chamar Medina. You have to... We already find the Taz of the Kashi. They bring down the Marshal, other people, they read it daily, they were Makadish in the day with on other things aside from one. See, Be'ez Hashem, Be'ez Hashem. That's Siv Beis, but again, Chamar Medina. When you get to Siv Gimel, Kreis Pogum, it seems also there's a Nidan in the Rishonim, what makes something considered Kreis Pogum? The Lashon of the Rambam is, he says, Im Shosem Yimenu Ma'at, Harei Zeh Pogmoy, V'nifzul, V'in Makachan Al-Hashar, Mik Shehu Kishir Kreis. The concern of Kreis Pogum is, that it's Kishir Kreis, it's like the leftovers of a cup. So it's not a cup that is going to drop, but Kishir Kreis, you know, Makachan, something which is left over. The Mila says that Rosh Maimon over there nearly the Mi'at Tamer because Hashem can buy Ma'at Yotam Mitar Shir. That's why you could be masakin it by putting in a little bit of wine or water, because the whole part is that it has an Shiri Kaisis. Lots of them. Once you pour some more wine, it doesn't have a dinner Shiri Kaisis anymore. Levush on the other hand gives a different guess. Levush says Koishal Brach Hashem Eichlan Yisrael Chavad Hashem Yisbarach Ein Roi Shiyev Pogum Shem Hakivein Ol Atech Atechom Vapagimu Kmoi Mum Bebehimu. He says that it's the Pasmash. You want to give it to somebody, you want to give it to somebody else, to a boss of a dog, don't give it to Kadosh Baruch Hu. L'chor al-derech but al-derech Hashem says the same way that there's people that are innocent that won't drink from the cup that somebody else drinks from, also that's about the Kadosh Baruch Hu to give it a drink that somebody else drinks from. L'chor is gebait on the lashon of the rift, makar for the achronim is in the rift. The rift says, kosa the torn blade bepume. It's talking about Kreis Pogum, it doesn't say Shashasim, I know, Kalta the Torah Mele Bepumi. The good is that you drank it with your, you touched it with your mouth, you drank it with your mouth. The feed the second shot, Tzarech Bir Ksas, what does it help to put in a little bit of wine? If you hold in the Vardah Shirei Kreis, you're Mitzakim, by putting it, you pour another, some more wine, so it's not Shirei Kreis anymore, you pour again, you hold it. Mashiach, again, if you hold in the second shot, that the Vardah is that, since somebody drank from you, therefore, it's possible to give it to Shosh Baruch, what does it help to pour in a little bit more wine? So the way the Modern Rambam says, he says that the Pagima has a din of, we never find the Indian of Pagima that you can't rectify, you can't fix. It says Pagima something's bath, or Pagima sakin, you put in a little bit of dirt in his bath, a little bit of another evidence in his bath, and it's sakin the Pagima. Really, it says the same thing over here, if you fill up the Pagima, you're sakin, it's not a problem. Some say it's bath, what's the dimin b'chal? By his bath, the chasarn is that there, the chasarn is that there's a chasarn. There's something which is missing. Really, you fill up the chasarn, and you have to, it's missing. Shingin over here, it's not missing anymore. Now shingin over here, even if it's not missing, there's still a chasarin of pogum. How do I know? Because if you have a huge cup that has 8 ounces in it, and you drink 4 ounces, and then you spill that cup into a smaller cup that has 4 ounces, it goes smaller. It's no chasarin of pogum. Nevertheless, it's a chasarin of pogum. My sister, that you see the chesaron of Facebook, it has nothing to do with the fact that there's a chesaron that you can be mamal. May look, it happens to be that the Mishnah Berurah brings down that those persons that say that you could, that the Shas of Chak, you could pour from a bigger cup to a smaller cup, and it does rectify the Indian of Pogum a little bit. Shas of Chak, you don't have anything else, you talk about Samuel Chamad. Now, what happens if you talk and don't touch the cup to your mouth? You open your mouth big, and you pour from the face into your mouth without the face touching your mouth. So the Aruch HaShulchan brings down, he says, Pashtus, that shouldn't be a problem. Your mouth didn't touch it, shouldn't be a problem. El Shavisi was only left actually on my team. Brings down, he quotes the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, the first in the steer, but it's still considered a perfect problem. So, then we find that the Shari Chubi brings down from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, if you drink with a straw, it's not considered, Me'ikir Dedini says, it's not considered a perfect problem. That's since you can be Mizaki, so you shouldn't be the same upon it. Me'ikir Dedini is not considered a perfect problem. The Mishnah Berurah maybe is meduik not that way. He says, but again, if you drink from a big barrel and mipi bar, the yesh lahatmir that you shouldn't let somebody drink from the spigot, the spout of a barrel, because it's going to be according to certain rishonim, even a big barrel has a problem with it. Now there, you're also not drinking mamash from the barrel; you're drinking from the spout. So it would be similar to a straw, even though maybe it could be machalik. There, by a straw, if I drink from the straw, I can now drink from the cup, and it's I didn't touch anywhere that he drank. I'm saying over here, if all the wine come out through the spout, this kilos is all going through the straw. So you don't need to do the problem. Okay? But we have lachar, two different sodom over here. Whether or not we should, does it have to dust to touch your mouth? Or even if it doesn't touch your mouth, you drink from it, it's still considered a face problem. Now lachar, the pastas is that it's on the two sheets that we said before in the Rishayim. According to the Rambam that says, the Vard is, according to the Lavush, that the whole Vard is that it's like, and the Aruch HaShulchan, you don't drink from something somebody else drank from. You want to give it to your friends, don't give it to somebody else. That's not if somebody drank from it, and they touched the mouth to it. But if you poured it into your mouth, how they came, you know, you open your mouth, you wipe food inside, you're good to go. Nobody touched it, there's no concern. Masayin, according to the Rambam, it says that the word is Misha Shasem Imenu, it's not Shashir Kaisis, then even if you don't touch it. It might if you drank it, you didn't just pour it into your hand. Your mama drank from it when you drank from it because you spilled it into your mouth. You drank from it because you drank through a straw. Pastas would have a din of Kais Pogba. Nasher Shiri Kritz. Now, b'di'evet, let's say a person only has a Kritz Pogum, can be Mivarcha, is it better, even though Kamas is Mina Nimna, that you should have, that you shouldn't be able to be Mitzakim, since we say later on, you Mitzakim with a little bit of wine, or water, or any other type of drink, Mamish have nothing, Mamish have exactly the Shiri, not another drop of anything else to be Mitzakim in. L'alach Mepasim, you could be Mivarcha on a Kritz Pogum. Now the challenge is it better to be Mivarcha on a Kritz Pogum, or on a Chama Medina? So the Atarah came and brings down his Messiah in the Ramah. The Ramah says in Rish Tadavot that Lahedyo, Vinigayat Avdallah, is better to be Mavdo on Shaker than to be Mavdo on a Kreis Pogum. Mainly it's Messiah in the Ramah here with every same thing. However, if you've got them here going on the Magan Avram, there's Lahedyo is Medak in the Magan Avram, not only. There's Meduik from the Magan Avram that if you have a Kreis Pogum or you have Shara Mashkim, it's better to go with the Kreis Pogum than to go with the Shara Mashkim. I have a Ramah later on. The Ramah says, Lahedyo not that way, it's better to go with the Shaker than to go with the Kreis Pogum. So if you look at the Magen Avraham there, the Magen Avraham tightens up the Ramah and raises the Divah and says, that was the Magen Avraham, the Ramah says that it's better to have Shaker, it's not if the Shaker is Kamar Medina. Is the Sharmashim. It's not if the Shaker is Kamar Medina. So Sharmashim is the Kamar Medina. Kamar Medina. Says Rish Alivar that Kreis Pogum is better than Sheikhar. And the Magen Avraham is Madaik over here from the Prima Gadol is Madaik over here from the Magen Avraham. Okay, that Chamar Medina is better than Yain. In the last Magen Avraham. Says the Shas of Chak, he says Sheikh is Shara Mashkim. Says the Prima Gadol, it's Mashma that if you have Shara Mashkim, it's better to be Mavdil, it's better to be Varek on a Kreis Pogum than to be Varek on Vorach, the Vorach on Shamashim, the Vorach on the Kreis Pogum. Not like the Ramah that says the Vorach on the Kreis Pogum. And if you look at the Magen Avraham later on, it says that which the Ramah says, the Vorach on the Kreis Pogum, not the Vorach on Shaker, that's when Shaker is not considered Chamar Medina. But if Shaker is considered Chamar Medina, and it's possible that even according to the Ramah, it's better to be Vorach on Khamar Medina than Tavarach on Kreis Plavin. So you have two choices, Kreis Plavin or Khamar Medina, it's better to go with Khamar Medina. So it'll be interesting that if you have Khamar Medina, if you have two choices, you have Kreis Plavin or Khamar Medina, the Pasha is going to take a little bit of Khamar Medina and pour it into your Kreis Yain. Unless you have to say that it's going to be Makalkalit. I didn't find how much is the shear that you have to pour into the Tachin. Two drips is enough, three drips, three drops the Chazidim put in, one drop. So L'chor, one drop of anything is not going to be Makalkalit. So if you have a choice to do a Kreis Plavin or Khamar Medina, that means you have another drink. If you have another drink, so just make the Kreis unplugged anymore. And you don't have a problem. Eat before Abdullah. So the next is the other one. 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 So the next is the is that if you hold that if you're the you need to create the bread of the mother. But if you're going to go, like she's been holding that if you're the you don't need to create the bread of the mother. It's only that you're a Muslim. He wants to tell you that you would be able to mivarek on the face problem after. Maybe with her, if you have a choice of face problem or Khamar Medina, especially since nowadays the whole shadow whether or not there's a din of Khamar Medina, it would be better to be mivarek on a face problem than on a Khamar Medina. Siv Dalat talks about the kreis of the Mesubin, whether or not the Mesubin has to drink from a kreis which is not pogum, or they can have their own kreis which are pogum. Mechaber brings out two shittas. There was a sign at two different places, the Mechaber states him that even the Mesubin, even though Meikin and Dina, they don't have to have their own kreis. If they do have their own kreis, and they're drinking from their own cup, they should not be pogum. Now, if they are pogum, then you have to pour, says the Mishabur, says Mechaber, you pour. And this Mishabur is Medayik, that you're supposed to pour from the Kreis of Mavarech before the Mavarech is Shaitan. Because Mavarech is going to be Shaitan and make his Kreis problem, he's not going to be able to rectify everybody else, fix everybody else, and second everybody else's Pegimah. Because their Kreis is problem, and he drank from his Kreis to his Kreis is problem. And maybe pour from his Kreis problem, their Kreis problem is not going to help. Now, if their Kreis was not problem, and he poured into their Kreis, the Chayyar wouldn't do anything. Like the Mishabur says by water. There's water which is problem, and you're putting into wine, let's say Kamakam Abbasam. Because it's not going to, water which is public, something which is public, the point of something which is not public, it's not going to ruin it. So if you have, everybody has wine in front of them, which is not public, and they just want to pour, of Chavivus HaMitzvah, in question of the Akamashia, Yikrit HaMitzvah, Yikrit HaKosah, to pour from the face of Mavarek into their faces, then the third will be a problem to pour from his face, even though his case is public. Mechorer, you would also have to pour into, from everybody's case, even if they have their own faces, it's not public, Mechorer, if their faces are not in their being, and then what Milo, the same way that we say that the Kreis shouldn't be problem for the Kiddush, so to require to be ate to the Kiddush, the Kreis has to have a review in front of each person. It's far. For Makbid on Pegima, it means we're Makbid that everybody should have, even though making a deal, they don't have to have their own Kreis, but if they have their own Kreis, then it has to have the deal. And therefore, the Kreis can't be problem. The Kreis has to have their review. That's what Mrs. Bell says also, we pass this Kreis should have their review. So he says, since we don't find such a deal, the only creed that we find is that the Kreis shouldn't be problem for Milo. They don't have to have a review in their case. So Mela, even if they don't have a review in their case, they still can be eaten in the din of Kiddush, and you don't have to have four from the case from Mavarach into their cases to be eaten in the din, and then be eaten in the din of Kiddush, even though they don't have a review. If they took the Gulen, then they have to pour from the Mavarach. Now, what happens if you don't have, nobody has cases in front of them? Like most people make Kiddush. Where does he make a Kiddush? And he has five little small cups around him that he's going to dole out everybody after. There's nothing in their cases. Is he allowed to drink first and then pour into the other kreis? Or does he first have to pour out and then drink? What is the study of topic? Mr. Brewer said that if you drink from your cup and you pass out that cup itself, you only have one batter, and you pass out that batter with everybody to drink from, even though the kreis is problem because you drank from it, doesn't make a difference. We all reckon it to be, you put it on a rush, we all reckon it to be one shtiyah richta, so it's all coming machmas the first shtiyah, and therefore it's not a problem to drink from your face, it's not considered a start of space problem. So a shtiyah, hemshik of the first shtiyah. The Taz is Taka Chilin, the Taz we saw said not that way, the Taz said that it is considered a problem, but what can we do? Shmur knows it's not starting to be considered a problem. So if to pass out your cup to everybody, it's not a problem. However, what we saw beforehand, to be besotting other people's cups, to pour into different cups, that is problem. You can't be besotting with your face, which is problem. So So what happens if they don't have anything? Is the chasar not just as a question of problem? So your problem can't be misakhinit? Or let's say they don't have anything in the place. A small little cup. If you pour from your place to their places after you drink, do we say that it's considered a hemshah for your steel? Or do we say, no, since you poured it into a different place, it's not considered a hemshah for your steel anymore. It's a different place. I was more nice to the second side, and it wouldn't be, once you pour it into a different place, it's not considered a hemshah for your steel. I didn't find anybody to talk about it except for Mr. Krell. Talks about the steel. And he says, since Dafka, they each have their own place in front of them, then they have their own place. And we don't look at it as the hemshah of your steel. They don't have their own place in front of them. And in other words, there's just empty cups a little around you. We reckon everybody's drinking, everybody's wine as a hemshech of your cup, your kais, not an egg in a kais. The hemshech of your kais, so maybe you had a drink first, and then pour out everybody else. It's not a problem.
Okay.
Now, maybe it's not the best idea for people that are squeamish, but for everybody else, you're allowed to do this. Or you could pour out first, and then pour into the other cases, which is not being pour out first, and you drink the other cup, pour out first, and you drink the kais that you're mevarach on, and pour from the other cup. There's other ways to get around it. For those that are makbid, to drink from that kais straight, and in order to be makbid, you can drink, and then pour it to other kaises, not a problem. Sif hey, let's say back to you put the wine, you drank from your kais, and you put the wine back into the abdallah bottle, the abdallah. After abdallah, you drank from the kais, and after abdallah, you poured it back into the bottle. So, the chatchila, you're not supposed to do that, says the Mishnah Berurah. However, the way that the Magen Avraham, however, with the evidence, we say kama bottle, and it's not a problem. Now, that says the Mishnah Berurah, the only time we can say kama bottle is that if there's a rov yain in the bottle. But if there's more wine in the cup than there is in the bottle, then we're not going to say kama bottle. Because we have more coming in than there was in the lechatchila. Whereas, look at the Arba Shofan, the Arba Shofan wants to say, even if there is more wine in the cup than there is in the bottle, it doesn't make a difference. Why? Because all you need to be misakin is the time that when you pour it in from a different bottle, you only have to pour it in a little bit. When you're misakin the cream. You only need to pour it in a little bit. So same thing, when you pour it from the cup into the bottle, also it only has to be a little bit there. This is an interesting story, since the whole thing that you're being misakin is dafka, the part of the water that you cup in, that whole started is only because your mouth touched it. You're only being misakin the part that touched your mouth. The rest of the cup, the other 90% of the cup, didn't touch your mouth. So only the socket that little bit, maybe only use a little bit of wine to get to move out of that little bit, you really move out of the whole cup. Maybe even if you pour in first, it's not a problem. The chur, if you did pour in, and there wasn't so much in the bottle, it's not a mission worth. Not good for Mila, the best thing to do, the strong of the chur is to take a little bit of wine or water from somewhere else, and pour it into the bottle, and then you put back in the bottle, it's not a problem. What's that? The best thing to do is to first pour in wine into the chur, then you attack in the crate, then pour the crate back into the bottle. Then your cup, as the box says, your cup all the different cheeses when doing that. First you attack in the crate, afterwards pour it back into the bottle.
You don't have to be maxed before you pour it all.
Doesn't sound like that from the Magen Avraham Mishnah Berurah. Taz, me? Yeah. We don't go like that. It's a team of if you massacre in a place which is fogum, like you said before, and you can put in a little bit of wine, put a little bit of water, put a little bit of shamashkin, anything else, anything goes, as long as it's not massacre. And if you don't have no other way to be massacre in it, then the best thing to do, says Mr. Brewer, is pour from the big cup. You drank from a big cup, and now there's a little bit missing. Pour from the big cup to the small cup, and then, to a certain extent, it's massacre in the begima. And with the other, you let me be varach on a fogum that you can create, but be massacre in the begima as much as you could, then you can be varach on it. The Shasat Chak, like we just said before, the Zayin Shasat Chak, Mavarkan Al Kodesh Fogum. Yesh La'ayin, I was just wondering what would be most people that are not knowing to Mavarkan Al Kodesh, Birch Mazan Al Kodesh. Today he decided that it's Mavarkan Al Kodesh, but only has a Kodesh Fogum. We say, with the Eva, that you can be Mavarkan Al Kodesh Fogum, or we say, Sami say, you never Mavarkan Al Kodesh. Better not to Mavarkan Al Kodesh. So, like we saw in the Arkansas before, it could be that a Kreis spoke that if you never Mavarach on a Kreis, then you're better off than the people that always Mavarach on a Kreis. Because if you hold it, you never Mavarach on a Kreis, that means because then you hold it, you don't need a Kreis to break the Muslim. You don't need a Kreis to break the Muslim, he says you're not Makhman on Pekima. So maybe somebody that's not Makhman on Mavarach on a Kreis spoke, and today he decided that there's a Chashan person here, and wants to be Mavarach on a Kreis spoke, and he has asked him to second it, in the Konami, he would be allowed to report to Arkansas, but Mivarach on the Kreis Pogum is better than not being Mivarach at all. Now, what's that? That's Mishat Tzachak. Now, Mishnah Berurah says that throwing in a little piece of bread, even though the Bach and other people that bring down, and the other Machat is Gerin Vayakev, we find the Gerin from Yitzhakan Yakev, however, the story says that it's meaning she'll still stream Yitzhakan and take problem with a little bit of bread. It seems like Mishabru goes like that also, that it doesn't work. However, it says Mishabru, if the whole chassaron is that your cup is not full, but it's not problem, then you can put bread inside to make your curry full. In other words, you fill it up with something else, makes it full. Now, it says in the life that it doesn't come meal. I'm not sure why it's not a problem. You're talking about the curry doesn't come meal. I'm not sure why it's not a problem with meat instead of bread. Maybe it's not a kazai, it's not instead of meat and bread, makhira. Let bread float, so you might as well put in anything else which floats that doesn't make it meat. If you have grapes, that's good too. You have an ice cube, put it in. All you're trying to do is to make it molly. Like we said a different time, you can put in other things. Stuff from Chaim Fishman said, you put in sugar. Put in anything else that you want to make the level of the crepe rise. You should have the mila of molly. And it doesn't make a difference. Cherry tomatoes, whatever it is, and you're good to go. Please, if possible, please try to finish up Reish Ayin off. I really very much like to do also Reish Ayin Beis, finish up the halachas of Kiddush. I'd also like to do Reish Peitet, which is very short. It should not take more than 20 minutes, half an hour. To do Kiddush during the day. Well, Chol Pachas, Reish Ayin off. I would like also to do Reish Ayin Beis, if we're going to do Reish Ayin Beis. Finish Reish Ayin off. And you want to do Reish Ayin Beis, first see the tour and the run on the tour at the end of the sugya. That brings down the different wines that you let it be Mekadosh on, you let it be Mekadosh on. The sugya is really Baba Basa, but Allah will show you to bring it down over here by us. And it also handles, Rish Ayin Beis handles that you let it be Mekadosh on Lepas, Mekadosh on Lepas, Kamar Medina, the whole.